This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
This is Sparta with Simon Tinsley.
In ancient Sparta, the needs of the individual were secondary to those of the state. This thinking prevailed throughout Greece, but Sparta took this concept to extreme levels. From their birth, Spartan males are subject to the scrutiny of their peers. It is the gerissa that decides whether a newborn is strong enough to serve the state. If a child is deemed weak or exhibiting any form of physical deformity, he was cast into a mountain chasm. This devotion to the state is illustrated by the very institution that reinforced the Spartan education system. Hello, and welcome to This is Sparta. My name is Simon Tinsley. In this installment, I will be discussing the rigorous and brutal Spartan education system by comparing it to the alternative offered by their long-term idealistic economic and military rival, Athens, which represents the norm for the rest of Greece. Education in Greece began around the age of 7. The core subjects were the same: literacy, music, and physical education. Physical education included running, javelin, discus, long jump, boxing, wrestling, and dancing, all of which were considered necessary for hoplite warfare. Competition in these disciplines at various religious festivals was heavily encouraged. This is where the similarities end. In Athens, education was entirely voluntary, and due to a limited number of available schools, took place in the home via tutors. As education was entirely private, it was the parents or guardians who footed the bill. This, of course, meant the poorer citizens were unable to afford to school their children, with the exception of the rich who were willing to invest in further education. This ended at the age 12. In contrast to this, education in Sparta was compulsory. Boys were removed from the family home and made to live in dormitories with their peers. There they would remain until the age of 20, when, assuming they passed through the rigorous series of tests, they would enter the military messes, where they would remain while they were still fit for military service. At the age of 12, education became much more militaristic, with the exception of training in dance, as the rhythm, timing, and discipline required was essential to hoplite warfare, as soldiers needed to move smoothly and efficiently to keep the unit's cohesion in battle. The students of each year were now divided into separate named groups, depending on their performance in various tasks. Movement between groups was dependent on the successful completion of a number of set tasks. This helped to inspire competition and a desire for improved performance. Despite a heavy emphasis of endurance in their training, the boys were fed on a very meager diet. Was therefore necessary and expected that they supplement this through foraging and theft. This taught stealth and could be valuable in the future scouting mission, but came at a price. If caught in the act, the boy was likely to be beaten by the vendor, who was the victim, and the pawn returned to barracks, lashed by their instructors, not for the crime itself, but for being caught in the act. The harshness of these punishments is illustrated in an anecdote by Plutarch about a Spartan boy who stole a fox. Rather than admit his crime, the boy concealed the fox in his tunic while it feasted on his entrails until the boy fell dead before his accuser. At the age of 18, the boys left their dormitories and moved into the military messes, where they would serve what amounted to a 2-year apprenticeship before being accepted as a full citizen and take their places in the ranks of the army. A select few, however, were chosen to spend their time as members of an elite group called the Cryptae. This group were to live outside the city armed only with a knife. They were required to forage and stay in the countryside to sustain themselves. This would prove useful experience for campaigns abroad, but their main purpose was much darker. The Cryptea were instructed to cull the slave population during this time, while serving to desensitize them to the savagery of war. The main purpose was to cull the slave population and instill an ever-present sense of fear of their Spartan masters. At the age of 20, these men would also join the ranks of the army. Thus, from a very tender age, the state-supported education of Spartan males was designed to produce an unending supply of disciplined professional soldiers to serve until age 65. The intensive, relentless drilling allowed Spartan armies to perform much more complicated and efficient maneuvers than their opponents. This was clearly a success, as for more than 300 years they dominated the hoplite warfare throughout Greece and beyond. Next time, we will discuss that the women of Sparta also defied the norms throughout Greece.
For more, This is Sparta. You can go to RNIB Connect Radio's Audio Boom pages and search for This is Sparta.